You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. If you're listening live, today is December 11, 2014. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 359. Give us a call at Radio 30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. We'll take your call. We'll answer your question. We'll play a game. We'll dish a listing.
Lots of things. We'll have fun. Is it raining?
Yes, it is raining.
Big storm.
It's not that big.
No?
I mean,
they were
really
calling it Stormageddon. Storm of the century. San Francisco prepares for this.
Yeah, remember, this is the state that gave you Sharknado.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Everything is a hype. No, it's just my inner
New England. Going to get out of that hellhole?
What? Hell, California?
San Jose, I'm kidding, yes.
That's raining.
I know.
Big deal. It's raining. Blech.
My brother and sister-in-law went and got bags, you know, sandbags.
I got bags under my eyes so, and where my flat chest used to be.
We were worried that maybe, you know, eBay doesn't have a backup generator and the electricity would go out.
Yeah, right. Gee, wait, let me check the to-do list. We forgot to get a backup generator. We are backed up. The generators for this campus are huge.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, though. No one's here.
There's another place.
Everyone stayed home because
besides
of
eBay,
Stormageddon.
So their kids aren't going to school, for one thing.
Well, in San Jose, the schools are open.
Oh, they are?
We are made of much stronger stock.
Than San Francisco.
Okay. Give me a break. ATM!
There's one other building a person can always go to. I told Rob and Elaine this. Because they're up in Daly City. And I said, in case, you know, your lights go out, and go to the nearest casino. Because there is a casino near them. Casinos have to keep their backup generators on because there's always money on the table. See, they have to have the lights and the cameras on whatever money's on the table.
Yeah, because if they went out and then came back on, you know that money would be gone.
God only knows, exactly.
And there I am driving away in my Cadillac.
With my money.
Right.
My poker money.
So long, suckers!
So it's something nice to know you can always count on electricity in a casino.
Yeah.
A little trivia for you today.
Right. And we have to make sure the site stays up. So
yeah,
we're backed up.
Definitely.
You know, like crazy everywhere where there's server farms. So.
Well, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. This is the Ask Griffin Lee Show, and we're here for you today. To call in, you can ask questions about selling on eBay, entrepreneurialism, all kinds of stuff having to do relating to being an entrepreneur and selling from home. 888-RADIO-30. Or you can use the nifty tab on the eBay radio player you're listening to us on right now.
Yep.
And it's right. You can see a whole bunch of tabs down at the bottom of that player.
Tab City.
And one of them says, contact us.
Why don't you?
And if you contact us, we'll read it over the air. And you know, Griff, we have a few left over from the
other day. Let's read those. Let's get right to it.
Okay, and I don't believe we did this one. Mary from Cincinnati, known as Snooty Boutique.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Griff, if you have a basic store with 150 free listings per month, and you list them all as good to canceled, and you sell nothing, do all the listings carry over to the next month and thus you will have no more free listings for the next month since nothing sold in your prior month?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What, do you think it's cumulative?
Well, I don't think that's what they're saying, are they? Do all the
good
listings...
Good until canceled means it's good until canceled. So the listing stays up. If you're in that scenario, nothing sold. So you have used up your monthly allowance and it will be used up the next month unless you end some of the listings or sell some of them.
I get it.
Yeah, okay. It's not cumulative. You don't get another 150 free listings the next month.
Well, I don't know why.
Well, because we got to make money.
I get it.
There it is.
I do, seriously.
Next one in line.
Okay, let's see what we have here now. We have, okay.
Yeah.
This is from Dennis in Noblesville, Indiana.
Hi, Dennis.
He's known on eBay as Buy Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Why are sellers held accountable for packages that were shipped on time but arrived late? In my case, I worked with FedEx to launch an investigation over the holidays. Items shipped on 11/17 but did not arrive to domestic location till December 1st, but only because I launched an investigation. Should I not be rewarded instead of receiving a defect?
No. Sorry, that's the way the system works.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, what can I tell you? That's just...
Yeah.
So the buyer doesn't really care, I mean, in any given situation. And, yeah, you're not the post office or FedEx, but you got to get the package to the buyer.
So here's one from Linda in Anchorage, Alaska, known on eBay as Pearly Queen 55.
Hi, Pearly Queen.
Griff, so when are you going to bring eBay University to Alaska? I understand it probably doesn't sound too tempting, but do you know of any eBay activities groups in or around Anchorage? I'd love to take part, but haven't been able to find anything.
Well, she must mean eBay in person, because we haven't done eBay University as a roadshow.
That's true. She must mean eBay in person.
In 8 years, since 2007.
Well, she wants you in Anchorage.
Well, who doesn't?
By the way, a buyer asked yesterday if he could pick up his item. Turns out he's a neighbor. How great and surprising is that? All the best,
Linda.
Let's
go back.
Okay.
Oh, is that what she says?
Yeah.
No. It would depend on how many sellers there are that, you know, we could go to Anchorage, but we'd have to know how many sellers there are, you know, we'd have to know the demographics. Jeff is in charge of all that. He does, you know, he's the numbers wonk when it comes to figuring out where we should go. I'd love to go to Anchorage.
Have you ever been to Alaska?
You know, it's the one state I haven't visited. Out of all the states, I've visited every state but Alaska.
Well, I think it's time you go.
I would love to go. I hear it's very big. Huge state.
Okay, here is another one. Martha from...
I can sing a song about it.
What song would you sing?
April in Fairbanks. It's really quite appealing. You feel your blood congealing. It's April in Fairbanks.
Thank you, Griff.
April in Fairbanks. You wake up to discover a walrus is your lover. It's April in Fairbanks.
Where is that from?
It's an actual song. Go look it up.
Wow. Well, Martha in Lenexa, Kansas, known on eBay as Gumridge Finds. On a couple of shows, you discussed embedding video into your listing without having knowledge of HTML codes. I have animated items in music boxes that I would like to show as working properly. I would greatly appreciate any help with this. Thank you much.
Okay, so it's easy. So first you have to take the video, right? You can use your phone or your tablet, your camera, and you upload it to YouTube. YouTube shows you how to do that. You have to have it. You create a YouTube account and you upload it. Then when it's uploaded, you can obtain the embed code. And what you want to do is look for the old code. And it'll be on the main page. And it's a copy and paste window once you've opened it. And there's some code. And you just copy it. And then you paste it into your description using the HTML window of the description box on the item description page or the revised item page. So you could list the item, and then if it's fixed price or an auction format with no bids, you can then revise it and add the code that way. But that's a little tricky because you have to figure out where in my description do I want it to go, and then you have to, you know, scroll down till you see the words in your description where you want it to go. What my advice is you look in the regular window, the standard window, and you type in big, bold letters, put video here, in uppercase. And then when you're scrolling through the HTML window, and you'll see all this HTML code, and it'll drive you crazy, but you just look for where you typed put video here, and then you copy over that and paste in the embed code. Voila, it's done. And if that doesn't explain it to you well enough and you want a visual, I actually think that there are some eBay, I think there's some YouTube videos out there that show you how to do this visually. But it really is not hard. Once you've done it once, you'll say, oh, that's easy. Now, if you still have a problem, and you need steps written out for you, just email me at griff@ebay.com and I'll email them to you.
And we can put tips up on the archive site, Griff, also for people to look at.
Yeah.
So, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I just got the website, voicemarketing.tips. Did you know there was a .tips extent now?
I'm not surprised.
Instead of .com, you can...
Yeah, there's an extension for everything.
I also bought voice marketing. I bought voice.marketing. There are a lot of new extensions now.
Well, why am I spending this money?
Really? And what am I spending it for?
Because it's voice marketing.
I don't want anybody else to take those. Okay. I'm having enough problems with .net right now, which I will explain to you after it's all over.
Okay.
I'm involved in something that I'll be able to teach you guys something and just... No,
oh, really?
A day or two, yes. Mm. So Keith from Marietta, Georgia, known on eBay as Nice Threads, wrote us a really nice email, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Keith.
I want to thank Hubcap Joe for help with me on eBay. I am a new seller going the right direction thanks to his crazy knee drive show on YouTube. I'm proud to be on eBay. I learned much from Joe, and now I listen to your show, Griff and Lee. I listed my first item on eBay last night. I joined the global shipping program to grow my business. eBay opened the doors. Anyone who wants to grow a business, thanks eBay.
Oh, that's great news.
That's very nice, Keith. Thank you, Keith, for that email. And then we got one. This one came in actually this morning.
Oh, really?
Our friend Daniel in Front Royal, Virginia, known on eBay as Karate25 Daniel. Howdy there, Griff and Lee. This is your buddy Daniel from down here in Front Royal, Virginia. I put up my socks on eBay, and I'd like you to dish the listing. Oh, this is exciting. Our mutual buddy Tom in Pittsburgh, my instructor, has helped me with the pictures when I sent him a pack of the socks. I thank you for your input. This is the person who is blind, and we're helping him sell on eBay. So when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We'll take your call here on eBay Radio's Ask Griff when we get back. And Lee.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Share your eBay thoughts at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. And I just discovered...
And what was that?
Well, so Sally posted this, and then someone else did. I haven't checked this in a while, and the old embed code that works on eBay is no longer being provided by Google on their embed link. So you have to use there's a generator or converter that will let you take the URL for your video, your share URL on YouTube. You type it in, and it will generate code that you can put into an eBay listing.
Ah, okay.
So there that is.
Okay.
Ami.
Okay, well, we're going to dish a listing for Daniel right now.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
So here is the item number.
Hold on.
Okay.
I got to go to the eBay.
All right.
All right, I'm at the eBay. Go ahead.
It is 2517-5300-0762. Again, 2517-5300-0762.
Winnie the Pooh socks.
Yes.
All right. Winnie the Pooh Disney baby socks, 3 to 12 months, light blue, gold, yellow, new. Okay. Title looks good. Can you think of anything else that title should have? I can't.
No, I think it's pretty good.
Oh, I can think of something.
Oh, what?
Infant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, infant.
I might take out the light word and put in infant. And I might take new and put it at the beginning of the title just because it stands out better that these are new and not pre-owned. But the picture kind of shows that as well because they have their original packaging. So it says here, Winnie... all right, so I'm a little confused because this says here, price is $8.95. And I'm looking at your photos. And there's... On the photo, it shows a label from the store where these came from or were originally offered, and it says $3.99. Now, that may be confusing people, so I'm not sure. It says four pairs.
It is four pairs that you're buying.
So I would cover up that price so that it's not confusing. It's the manufacturer's suggested price for these, and someone would look at this and say, why should I pay you $8.95 when I can go to Sears and buy them for $3.99. So I'd hide that price, which is not, it's not being dishonest. I would put a piece of white tape or something.
Daniel would call us because he just made a sale.
Where?
And he needs to know what to do with the sale now.
You mean on this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he sold two, yeah.
Yes, he did.
Oh, who bought them?
I can't imagine.
Oh, you did.
Could be somebody with a lot of grandkids. I don't know.
Yeah, it's you. I can tell. I would do that. The photos otherwise aren't bad. It's hard to take pictures of something in their wrapper, but you've done that. They might be a little brighter. I might make them a little brighter. They're a little gray in the brightness contrast. So I might increase the brightness if you're editing them or add more light when you're photographing them or increase the aperture opening or the shutter speed if you're using a tripod. You get brighter pictures that way. But they're okay otherwise. One of them is they're a little tiny bit out of, out of focus, but not the, it's the, which one am I looking at here? One, two, no, that's all right. Three, it's okay. Four, the fourth photo is a little bit out of focus. And using a tripod will help that. So whoever's taking the photos from you should be not relying on using a handheld camera, because you'll get you won't get as sharp images. Item specifics are fine. That's about all you could say about them is the condition, material, where they were made. They do have a UPC number, size, the brand, which is Disney Baby, and the color, yellow, blue, gold. And then the description says, four pairs boys Disney baby socks, infant 3 to 12, medium Winnie the Pooh, approximately 4.75 inches by...
And he did equals, the centimeters.
Yeah, and then with... That's good. New and sealed package. Shipping is free, so that's pretty cool. Whoever's doing your description, Daniel, make sure that they should go through and there's a font problem here where on my machine, four pairs boys is a like
smaller.
Well, it's a different font for me. It's showing as a, like an Arial or a sans serif, and then Disney baby socks from there on is showing as like Times New Roman. So it's a minor issue, but for professionalism, you want to make sure your listing text is all of the same font face. Other than that, I can't really find anything else to suggest for improvements.
And it's free shipping.
And so you have just made two sales to who I can't imagine.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody bought them.
So
now he's got to figure out how to get them to the person who bought them. But one thing good
about
this...
Wait a minute, he sold before. He sold...
Like one thing, I think.
Oh.
I think. But the good news here, Daniel, is that you've got someone who cares about you on the other end of this. I'm not going to be leaving any defects.
Oh, I see. Oh, you bought them. Oh, surprise, surprise.
So get them out to me. All right. Well, what do you think we ought to give him as far as a terrain rating goes?
Well, I think it's pretty good, actually.
I do, too.
I was looking for any glaring mistakes. There aren't any. So I'd say
4.5. 4.5. All right. That's a pretty darn good score for being a newbie, Daniel. So
and I'm not taking into account that my co-host bought those from you, but she does have lots of grandchildren.
I do. So, and new ones, too. So
this
will be cool.
What do you mean new ones?
Well, we'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
I have some new ones coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucky you, Granny.
I know. It's exciting, really.
I thought about having children once.
And what happened?
I came to my senses. No, I was watching...
That's John.
Yeah, I'll make this quick. I was watching MasterChef this week, and they have MasterChef Junior, where they have the little kids who are incredible. I mean, they're all like, I don't know where they find these kids. The youngest was 8 years old. Her name was Abby. I don't know if you watched this show. You should have, because you would have been in tears. She's the most adorable little thing. And they had to fillet a whole Alaska King salmon.
Oh, they're big.
The salmon was bigger than she was.
Oh, yeah.
And she had to carry it out of the kitchen, plop it up. And she was so darn cute.
I have to watch that.
Oh, it was. And how she, cute. This was it was one of the final. So, you know, the semifinal. So two people had to go home and she was one of them. And you felt so bad for her. My eyes welled up. I thought, poor little Abby. But she's such a little, she's such a trooper. She's only about 4 feet tall. And if you get a chance, you have to watch it. It was really
amazing.
Oh,
it sounds adorable. So, all right, we dished a listing. We'd love to dish one for you at 888-RADIO-30. Or if you'd like to send it in to us, you can click on the little Contact Us tab on the bottom of your eBay radio player, and we're happy to take care of it for you.
So I want to make this eBay eBay related. So you can find... Alaska King salmon items on eBay, and we were talking about Alaska in the last.
Yes, they want you there for live eBay Live.
I would love to go. Well, eBay in person.
eBay right. in person. Yes.
Exactly.
Mary. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
What?
I gotta teach them how to use the button in my ear in there. Hold on a second. Daniel's on the line with us. So, Daniel.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. And by the way, Lee, may God be with you and bless you.
Daniel, she'll buy just about anything, so I'd really work this one up if I were you.
I do. I thank you for that, you know, and it's just, I will get them out to you. I know what to do.
Well, there are little babies in our family, and little babies can always use Winnie the Pooh socks.
And I will get these packed out and shipped to you right away.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
I will have my mom help me with this.
So and, I think Tom took the pictures, right?
He did, yes.
Okay, and did you send him the item, or?
Yes, I sent him a pack of the socks, yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think a little bit brighter. Tell Tom you need them a little bit brighter.
All right.
Tom could be listening to us right now.
In fact, I think I know he is.
Okay.
And if he doesn't pick this up right now, he'll find it in the archive.
Okay, great. But you did good. We gave you a 4.5.
That's pretty good.
Lighten up the pictures a little bit, and I think you got it.
Yeah, you're going to be seeing much more from me in the very near future.
Oh, great.
Okay,
well, I'm proud of you, Daniel. Thank you so much for calling us.
Thanks, Daniel.
Merry Christmas, my friends.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Do you have your tree up, Griff?
No, but I will. I have two trees. They're fake topiaries. They're very, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Ours is fake, too, and it came out of the package this year all scrumpled up.
You know, it's a gay household. It's going to have something tasteful. What can I tell you?
Very tasteful.
Yeah, no, last year I actually had friends come over a couple days before the 25th and help me string fake garland around the dining room. It looked kind of festive. You know, I looked at it and I said, that's kind of festive.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I love this time of year.
I know you do. I'm getting over my bad memories of it, so it's easier for me to tolerate. This segment was brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio. Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of stamps.com.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
34 hopes. 35 hoops, 36 hoops.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.